Exercises 6A and B, page 71. Hello and welcome. Today, I'm speaking with environmentalist Amanda Brown. Welcome, Amanda.
Thank you for inviting me.
Amanda has published several important papers on endangered animals and even appeared on national TV to talk about the issue. She has just returned from a research trip to Southeast Asia, where she spent the last year studying one species in particular. Isn't that right, Amanda?
That's correct. I was studying the Javan rhino. It's a species that is almost extinct, sadly. I had the chance to study Javan rhinos at Ujung Kulon National Park in Indonesia. They used to live in places like India and Vietnam too, but not anymore. This is so sad.
Yeah, what a pity. So, how many are left?
Not many, unfortunately. In the 1960s, the Javan rhino population was at its lowest at about 30. It recovered a little in the 1980s, up to almost 60, but there hasn't been any major increase since then. Now, there are close to 70, but that number is likely to fall again.
These are such low numbers. But how has this happened?
There are several reasons why the Javan rhino population has dropped. First of all, they've lost their homes, as farming and industry have destroyed the tropical areas where these animals used to live. I believe the biggest cause is something else, though. People have been hunting the Javan rhino for its horn because it is used in traditional Asian medicine. Of course, with such a small population, we are also worried about different illnesses.
How awful. So how are scientists trying to save the species?
Well, we're trying to protect the current population from danger and keep their natural environment safe so that they can eventually return to the places where they lived before. By carefully relocating some Javan rhinos from Ujung National Park, experts want to create wild populations in India and Vietnam again. The goal is to increase the population to 2,000 or 2,500 so that they can have a better chance of surviving. However, getting the population to that number could take around 150 years, if we can do it at all.
Let's hope that this plan is successful. In the meantime, we should all try to do our part to protect the environment and donate to organizations that help species like the Javan rhino. Thank you very much for joining me today, Amanda. It's been very informative.
My pleasure.